We've got about 10 minutes before we will have our open forum, which will begin at 2 p.m. Central Time. With that, I'm going to look to Sam to see if he is ready. We're going to move down the agenda a little bit to number 10 and number 11, and he's moved up to the mic, so it looks like you are ready to go. So for those that are joining us, we are going to move down to number 10, use of parks and public lands, tree stand and trail cameras. Welcome, Sam.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Thank you. Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, here today with a sheet here just to try to get some things squared away here with our tree stands. For a long time, tree stands are allowed on game production areas with certain requirements, and they were also allowed on walking areas. About 10 years ago, we made the allowance for trail cameras to be allowed on game production areas and department-owned lands, and we always kept those off of walk-in areas just for the privacy of the landowners. Sometimes our walk-in areas will butt up right next to a farm place, and it was always good business to keep those trail cameras off there. You could put them on there with the permission from the owner of that land. About 5 or 6 years ago, somehow the word got added, or a comma got added, and we kind of deviated away from that, and it wasn't until recently that we actually figured that out. And so what I'm here today is just to try to get that established and get that back in rule. There's four different rules as part of this one. The first one is just a clarification to remove the term walk-in area and add private lands use for public hunting. We have a bunch of different types of lands out there. We have co-ops, we have CHAPs, we have walk-in areas, we have CREPs, Big Sioux River, James River, and just to put some common language in there that we can use, and hopefully it'll last through the time as we keep getting different types of lands. The second rule in there is the one that I was talking about with the tree stands, 4103.0119, and it would just add, you could put them on public lands and lands that were leased for public hunting access. Just clarifying that in there. And there's some criteria there, what each tree stand needs to have. And while we had that rule here, we worked with Keith Fisk on licensing, and instead of having an applicable big game license number, your customer identification number, which is unique to you. Your big game license number changes from year to year. Some people like to put like a permanent marker on their tree stands, and this would make that easier for our users as well. If you keep going down there, 4103.0105, that was our bait is prohibited. You're not allowed to bait on game fishing parks grounds. We added that for walk-in areas as well. And then the last one on there is the trail cameras. This would then get us back to where trail cameras would only be allowed on walk-in areas or land lease for private land lease for public hunting with the permission from the landowner. So that's what that proposal was. Went through that pretty quick, I know.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner White.
Mr. White, when you talk about public lands, does CREP come under that, CREP acres?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
CREP would be a private land lease for public hunting. So, yes, it would fit in that definition.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, very good, sir.
So if there is a trail cam where one should not be, can the landowner or who removes that trail cam? Do you and your team come out and do that, or?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. The landowner would contact us, and this would give us the authority to actually take some enforcement action if that was needed.
Okay, very good. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, what was it, with the landowners that you've got these contracts with, have you talked to them specifically, you know, about the use of cameras and stuff on their property? What feedback have you had from the landowners in that? A lot with them allowing or not liking it? What was the feedback from them?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Beast, I don't know that we had any conversations directly with the landowners on that. I wasn't part of that, but I think that law or rule was created back in 2014. And so when that was initially created, I wasn't part of that discussion there.
Any other questions or comments on the proposal before us? Commissioner Locken.
Just a quick question. Could you give us a little bit of a definition of a tree stand? Is it literally a tree, or is it some kind of other kind of stand device?
Yes. Madam Chair. good question, Commissioner Locken. The tree stand can be a portable blind. You can use it during the spring turkey season, during the East River deer or the fall. It's got to be removable. It's got to have, you just stand by, removable screw-in steps, may be used to access the stand, so it can be a ladder stand, it can be a screw-in stand, but it's got to be removable. You can also use portable blinds, ground blinds.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any additional questions or comments? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Sam. I think that was a good catch on that. Personally, I use those game cams. I've got, you know, where you got a photo every day just to make sure that things work, and then, you know, you use it as a surveillance on, you know, monitoring whether or not somebody's going through your gate. I mean, and I think, yeah, as a landowner, you might be a little reluctant if game cameras are part of it to put to enroll your land, because, you know, quite often you're still carrying out regular activities on that same property. So I think it's a good catch. And, yes, I would move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. We do need a second. Seconded by Commissioner Beast. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the proposal, say aye.
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 Those opposed, the proposal is approved. It's adopted. Sam, since you're here, can we go ahead and move to number 11 on the agenda?
Madam Chair, that the time restrictions?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, very good. This is a pretty simple change as well. Just upstream here from Fort Pier, we have several of our recreation areas, parks and public lands, on the west side of the Missouri River, which would mean they are on mountain time, while they all operate on central time. And, you know, a lot of Fort Pier businesses operate that way. And what this would do is just simply give us some legal grounds if we had to take enforcement action for our law enforcement officers or for our park staff to enforce the rule. It would just clarify that these certain areas, the ones listed there, operate on central time.
Any questions for Sam? Sam, just real quick, was this just something that the department noticed they needed to address, or did something happen where we realized we needed to go in and do this?
Madam Chair, this was a combination of both. Something happened that kind of brought it to our attention. It wasn't very serious or egregious, but it kind of looked at the rule and said, well, that should probably be in there. And then we worked with Director Van Meteren and his staff to figure out if this was the right way to go. So we worked kind of hand in hand with our park division there. So,
very good. Any questions, comments?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, it is approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.